Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, we have more litigation, I see, over Albany's dead zone. What is the dead zone?
Yeah, it's the area around the Greyhound bus station in downtown Albany, known as Liberty Square. It's bounded by Broadway, Hudson Avenue, Hamilton Street, and Green Street, and was for years the planned location of a convention center. Now more litigation has been filed that could stop or further prolong any redevelopment of the cluster of parking lots and deteriorating buildings. The owners of the 11 small parking lots already sued to block the condemnation of the properties and now are challenging the assertion that redeveloping the site would have no significant environmental impact. Municipal officials want to take ownership of the land through eminent domain to pursue the long-stalled redevelopment that could include apartments, a hotel, commercial space, and a parking garage. The 11 parking lots represent about one-tenth of an eight-acre site, and there are currently no specific plans to build anything at this point, but gaining control of the entire site is seen as critical to pursuing a redevelopment.
So tell us what's going on with self-storage giant Prime Group.
Prime Group Holdings of Saratoga Springs is preparing to raise $1.5 billion in private equity as they continue to purchase self-storage complexes across the United States. This is Prime Group's third fund, and it will be more than double the size of its previous fund, which they raised approximately $700 million in less than a year. Prime Group Holdings is headquartered in Saratoga Springs and employs more than 500 people across the country. The company also has more than $4 billion in real estate under management in 26 states. The plan is to reinvest proceeds of this third fund over 4 years. The company typically raises its money through wealthy investors, state pension funds, insurers, and university endowments. The minimum investment is $100,000, according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Prime Group is under contract to purchase between $300 million and $400 million in self-storage units in a transaction expected to close soon. The acquisition includes properties located in the Mid-Atlantic, Florida, and some real estate on the West Coast. The third private equity fund is happening while Prime Group is seeking approval to build a new headquarters on Broadway in Saratoga Springs. The plan is to construct a six-story building with offices, a restaurant, ground floor retail, and two levels of underground parking. Prime Group is currently revising its design after receiving recommendations from Saratoga City planners and is expecting to refile their application soon.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thank you.